impregnable protection. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses of where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. What blood is this for which the Almighty looks? It is the blood of His Son, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world. First, it's the blood of the special lamb. At least 250,000 lambs were slain in Egypt, yet the word is never used in the plural. There is only one lamb, special by God's appointment. The blood of the special lamb. The blood, secondly, of the separated lamb. The Passover lamb was separated on the 10th day of the month. 10 in Scripture is the number of ordinal perfection. The 10 commandments, for example. From the 10th to the 14th day, the lamb walked alone, separated from the sheep and the goats of the herd. 14 is a number of double perfection, 7 multiplied by 2. In the Lamb of God, we have the separated Lamb in His double perfection. Thirdly, it was the blood of the spotless lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish. Verse 5. Christ is without blemish. He is a blemishless, spotless, sinless, harmless, faultless, flawless, crimeless, stainless lamb. Even Pilate, his judge, cried out 3 times, I find no fault in him. Moreover, Judas, the traitor, speaking of his blood, testified that it was innocent blood. He cried, I have betrayed innocent blood. The blood of the slain lamb. Blood must be shed. A lamb must be slain. It is only as it is shed that it can be sprinkled. It must flow in order to be the freeing power. It must be shed in order to save to the very uttermost. Fifthly, the blood of the substitute lamb. The Passover lamb was the substitute for the firstborn son of Israel. The Lamb of God is the substitute for all the firstborn sons of God. He died for me. Oh, blessed be His lovely name. Hallelujah. What a Savior.